Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. And in studio with us right now, one of our favorite impressionists and comedians, formerly of Saturday Night Live, now branching out on his own once again. Jake Farrow is here performing at Zany's tonight and tomorrow night. Jake, how are you?
I'm good. What was that? What was that ex Katy Perry track y'all was just playing in the background?
I'm not sure which one.
What was that?
That was Daft Punk One More Time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you think it was Katy Perry?
I thought it was a Katy Perry song.
Well, she was with Daft Punk for many years. You know that.
There we go. She influenced. right. Of course she was.
You couldn't tell because of the mask.
Right.
It was Katy Perry in there.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Small fun fact.
She was in the band. Frederick Douglass was in there.
Jeez, dude.
I'm good, though. I'm great, man. How are y'all?
Jay, it's good to see you again. I was just telling somebody, one of the things I like most about you is you don't only do great impressions, because that's a given. You do great impressions, but you do people I've never heard anyone else do, and that's not easy.
Oh, well, thank you, man. Thank you. Well, like, what, like who? Like who, brother? Like who we talk about?
I never heard anyone do Denzel Washington until I heard you do it.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Really?
That's, yeah, okay, fine. I guess that's what it is. You're setting it up, setting the pins up for me to knock it down with the ball. That's what you're doing, right?
Yes.
You were just trying to get me to do Denzel. Okay,
yes.
All right. Well, I'm in the Windy City. It's a nice place. A lot of sun. A lot of shine. A lot of weird accents. There's a weird accent here. And you know what it is. Chicago. You know how it sounds. Huh? That's right. Sounds kind of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
So when you have it in your head to do somebody's voice and no one's ever done it, what are you doing? What are you finding in the voice that is so original?
What am I finding in the voice? I don't know, man. It's just, I study the person so much. Eventually, I'm able to freestyle as the person, just to say things in the vein that they would say.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, it's just that. It's just you study, and you just acquire it. And then before you know, you become the character. And you try not to lose yourself. I think one time, this only happened once, because people joke about this all the time. I say, at one time, I couldn't get out of an impression.
Really?
Once.
What was it?
Just once. I think it was... Who that? James Brown.
That's really? What I was going
to
say.
Yeah. James Brown. Yes.
Yeah. When I was Mr. Brown, I was talking like this now. You know what I'm saying? Feel good. Ain't a fire.
4 days.
4 days.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Jeez. I couldn't get out of it for a second. But I
why would
how
you
to do
want
it.
To?
Huh?
Why would you want to get out of it?
That's a fun voice,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
James Brown. Woke up in the morning. James Brown about that dumb day. Jim Brown walking at that door, get my got wild my hand, mess up with the solo down.
You have to have closed captioning underneath when you're talking
exactly. He needs subtitles, him and Shannon Sharp. I said it.
All right, so do you do people that you idolize and love, or do you just do someone with a unique voice?
I have to actually like you to do an impression of you. I'm not going to waste my time doing an impression of you if I'm not a fan. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to know. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I did Kanye, I was a Kanye fan. I was like, whoa, he's Kanye West. I was so starstruck when I saw him. I didn't know. I said, oh, snap, it is him. The jaw is real, son. Because he got the jaw. You know, it's big. You know, it's real old Mac Legends of the Hidden Temple and shit. You know what I'm saying? Big shit, monkey. Like, what? If we did a sketch like that, when Kanye was old Mac, oh, God.
The Blue Barracudas, fam, y'all gotta go inside of the temple, and y'all gotta make sure that y'all get dependent. Now, when we talking about the monkeys, the red monkeys, now, y'all know that y'all are winning team, and if you lose, then your family gonna see it, fam, and they gonna judge you, fam.
And then the eyes just close, and Kim walks past with the two kids.
Beautiful. Do you ever do the impressions to the person when you meet them?
That's
gotta be weird.
You know what? Let's talk about it. Every time Jay-Z sees me, Jay-Z sees me every time, Jay-Z's like, yeah, what up, fake Jay-Z? Yeah, I'm a fan, but, you know, yeah, can't get a picture now. Ever. 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 Hove. Oh, it's just, people want me to do it sometimes.
Yeah. Jay, for 20 years, Will Smith was famous, and for 20 years, nobody even attempted to do his voice, and then you come along and nail it. How'd that happen?
I don't know. I had no clue. I just fell into it, man. I don't know.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was like me, like, sitting and, like, talking. And all of a sudden, you know, I just started, like, sounding like him. But the thing is, I originally, my voice sounds like him anyway.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it ain't hard. Yeah. And then when I came, you know, he was like, yo, you don't sound like me. And I was like, I think I do. He was like, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, what knocks it out of the park is that extra clear throat, that thing. I don't know why, but it works.
He does it.
He does do it.
Yo, woo! Love to hear him in the bedroom. Well, actually, I wouldn't, because that's weird.
Right, right.
So, who have you tried? That would be weird. Who have you tried, and for some reason, your voice just doesn't get there? Has there been a few?
I don't think there's anybody.
Nobody.
At first, it was. That's not true.
He hasn't really mastered
it. I have mastered. I have mastered.
Your voice. Your sister's voice.
I have mastered it. I'm not going to do it right now. Look, you know what you're doing.
You don't sound like me, dog.
I do. That's what Drake said. I sounded just like him.
Well, you did sound just like Drake, but you don't sound just like him.
I'm not going to do it now.
You should.
Listen, come on now.
Challenge.
Where's the salt? Put the salt in the ground. Put your foot in it.
But then the pressure's on you, Shana, to be famous, so you can put that in the air.
I didn't want to say that, but shots.
I'm already famous.
She does have an IMDb, though.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I forgot I was paying for it, so I may want to just put some content on it. I was like, oh, okay. That might be charged.
The hardest one, I would say, was to get down. Well, not the hardest one, but the one that I didn't think I could get down was Samuel Jackson.
Oh, yeah?
And I got that somehow.
How do you do a little Samuel Jackson?
I mean, how do you do Samuel L. Jackson without saying the F word?
Yeah.
We are on public radio, and I can't even do the impression justice.
Yeah, you can talk.
Yes, Jay, please.
Nah, man, you about to read your announcements. I ain't trying to mess with your bread.
I
want people to know who you are. Jay Farrow's here performing at Zany's tonight, 2 shows, 8 and 10:30, and then 3 shows tomorrow, 6, 8, and 10. Go see Jay Farrow at Zany's in Rosemont. Go to zanys.com for all the information. I know that the nature of Saturday Night Live is cast members come and go. But last year, when you and Taryn Killen were no longer a part of the show, I'm not kidding when I say this, both Wendy and I were just looking at each other like, what's that all about? That doesn't make sense.
What happened?
And then a couple of days later, we both got shows on Showtime.
How about that? Good.
No, man, listen, man, transition. I'm on White Famous right now. It's coming out October the 15th. Y'all should check it out. Why? Because it shows a broad spectrum of talent.
Good.
It shows everything. I'm talking about from the acting, from the improv, from the funny stuff to the voice. It has everything. So you make sure that you tune in the day after my birthday and you check that out.
Give me the deets again.
The deets?
Yeah.
October the 15th on Showtime.
Got it.
10 o'clock. 10 p.m.
Back-to-back episodes.
Nice.
Is it going to be 9 Central? It's going to be 9 Central.
9 Central.
9, yeah. 10. So, yeah. So, y'all, yeah, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock at 9:30. Don't do nothing. Y'all ain't doing nothing but eating popcorn. You're not doing anything.
Right.
So, you know, chill out, watch it, you know, enjoy. It's so dope. And oh my God.
Did Showtime come to you and say, you create the show, whatever you want to do, we're on board? How did this play out?
Well, it was already a script written, but you know, the story itself, I identified with it because I mean, you know, that's what I know how that is. I've lived that.
Yeah.
So I immediately connected with the character, and it just made sense.
Good.
I was just like, yeah, here we go.
Good. I'm glad you weren't sitting on the bench for a while. I'm glad you picked up work right away. That's very good.
Oh, well, like I said, man, it was transitional. I love how you're talking about SNL when we're talking about White Famous now. White Famous is coming out October 15th.
White Famous.
Ain't none, bitch. We don't need to talk about that.
All right. We don't have to. But I just want you to know that you had fans out there who were scratching their heads going, this guy should not have been...
let go. You should have still.
Well, nobody even said to let go. Why you keep? Matter of fact, why is we talking about this?
We don't have to.
All right, I just got a text from my husband saying Jay is so effing funny that our son didn't want to get out of the car to go to his college class right now. So please don't make my kid not go to school.
Nah, hey man,
she should stop being funny. Please
stop being funny. Hold up, who's talking right now?
Yeah, please introduce.
Let's get him on.
Oh, this is AJ Foster. I'm the opener for this weekend. I travel with Jay a lot. I'm the appetizer before the main dish comes out.
You're the calamari.
I'm the ad that you gotta watch on YouTube before you get to the video you actually came to see, because they all here to see this dude. But at the end of the show, they're like, "Hey, that dude, he was cool too."
But it makes for a fun show. You guys working together, that's a good time.
It's a nice complete show. We've been working together for about 2 years now, so we got nice chemistry. I know what you know how to set him up right so he can knock him down.
Doesn't he exhaust you though?
No. Like,
what do you mean?
You have so much energy.
Yeah, we got a great balance. I'm really low energy, chill, cool. You know, I'm just relaxed in my delivery, and then he comes out and just off the wall for the rest of the night.
Sounds like a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, when you said that, you was like, "Doesn't he exhaust you?" I was like, "Wait, we ain't sleeping."
No.
That's your business. Whatever you want to do. That's your business.
No, we like girls.
All right, that's fine.
And your girl, your sister's here because people are like, "Who's that lovely voice we're hearing in the background?"
Yeah, she...
Hello there. My name is Shayna.
Okay.
This guy's my brother.
Meaning you, Jay.
Has he always been funny? Like always.
Sure. Take it too long. No, she didn't. Listen, I didn't. I was shy around my family. You know why? And I talk about it because basically I was getting joked. I'd get joked by y'all. So I was a little fat kid.
I wasn't joking.
Well, daddy was joking, man. My father would tell me to get on the scale and he'd get on the scale. Let me see what your number is.
You know, sometimes parents do the best they can and...
Well, I love it. Look, it ain't no beef. We not beefing.
But it inspired you.
Always the best.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm about to say, ain't like we sitting at the Thanksgiving table. He across from me and I got the cranberry sauce ready to throw at his head. That ain't happening. We got a good relationship. So that's in the past. But the point is that I didn't do all of that animators in front of them.
Right.
Yeah. I did it for the, I was in school doing it. I did it when the teacher left the classroom. My teacher, they hated me.
You did the teacher's voices.
I did the teacher voice. Yeah. And then I had somebody looking out, be like a 9-year-old looking out like, yo, here come Mr. Sammons. Like, cool. like, quit that. You know what I mean? Get in the back.
And the kids were eating it up. They were loving it.
The kids loved it. Miss Danko, her pupils was real small and her eyes were real big and white. And I'm talking about, you ever seen the commercial with that black family and the eyeballs pop out the head? That's what she was.
What commercial is this?
No, it's like, I don't know if it's
in the 50s?
Was this the 1950s? Woman can pop her eyes out. She was on Letterman and everything.
So that's how Miss Danko would get. Like, but just imagine that as like a heavy middle-aged white lady with eyes bulging out of face. It's very scary. It looks like it. It's very scary situation. So
I hope Miss Danko ain't listening.
No, she doesn't.
I hope she is. Hey, Miss Danko, how you doing? Remember what you said when I was in third grade? Remember you said you used to look at me? Remember that? Hey, Mr. Sammons, how you doing, sir? What's Miss Sammons believed in me. Hey, Miss Horniman, how you doing? Miss Horniman, how you doing at home with your age spots in your little marks in your triple chin.
Got a whole list.
She ain't got one. I got a whole list.
Wow.
Hey. Hey, Miss Jones. How you doing, Miss Jones? What's going on? Remember you told me that something was wrong? Remember that? Remember that? Well, guess what? Something is wrong. Nothing wrong with the money. How about that, Miss?
Wow.
What's up, Miss Jones? Miss Jones told me I would never be anything. We always had one of those. Everybody that make that, it's a celebrity with a story like that. Like Jay-Z's uncle told him he would never sell 1 million albums. And he always says, yeah, I sold about 1 million like 1 million times. Like, like, that's real. So she told me that something was, maybe he needs to get checked. My mom, look, don't say that.
Jay, you know that's the story that is Judas Priest, right? Their band is called Judas Priest because a gym coach told those guys they'd never amount to anything. And they said, yeah, well, if we do, you're going to hear your name every time we're a success. So they named their band after their gym coach.
That's Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner. What did I say?
Judas Priest.
Leonard Skinner. I'm sorry.
And right now, behind the music.
No, it's Leonard Skinner.
It's Leonard Skinner. Because their teacher was Leonard Skinner.
It's the Bengals. I'm totally wrong.
Okay.
All right. And you have a dog because the dog walked by our showcase studio and you saw a little puppy. What do you have?
She's a Jack Russell Terrier and a poodle mixed.
What's her name?
Her name is Bailey. She has a lot of energy.
And she's a very smart dog. And she's sweet, too. She just wants to be loved, you know.
So did Miss Danko, and look how that ended up.
Yeah. Miss Danko got love. I'm sure she did.
Just
not from you.
Not from me.
From somebody else. Jay, great to see you again.
Thank you, man. We're so happy
for your success. Jay Farrow's performing
White Famous.
White Famous on Showtime, day after your birthday.
Day after my birthday.
That's a couple of good days in a row. Go see Jay at Zanies in Rosemont tonight and tomorrow. Go to zanies.com. The info's there. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.